This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The bald eagle was nearly extinct nationwide and in Michigan in the 1960s. The population has stabilized and is increasing. But researchers are still concerned about what flame retardant chemicals may be doing to the bald eagle. Brian Benkowski recently wrote about the latest studies on the bald eagle in Michigan for Environmental Health News. Brian Benkowski, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Let's begin with the current status of the bald eagle in Michigan. Where do things stand right now?
Well, as you said, Gordon, there's been quite a rebound in the state of Michigan, which is a kind of a microcosm of what's gone on across the United States. There was a significant decline in the 50s and 60s after for quite a few reasons, mostly due to some pesticides, DDT being the most infamous, that were causing all kinds of problems in their populations and in other birds' populations. So once we got some of the bad chemicals off the market and out of eagles, we've seen quite a comeback in Michigan across the U.S. And the other portion of that, obviously, is some protection under the Endangered Species and Threatened Species Act that kind of have the populations rebounding.
The sub-headline on your story asks, what does your old couch have to do with the health of the nation's most iconic bird? What's the answer to that question?
Well, the story and the research that I wrote about is looking at flame retardants, which are commonly used in things like couches and different textiles and wire insulation to, as the name suggests, to retard any kind of flames, to stop fires from spreading. And what these researchers found and what I wrote about in the piece is that we're increasingly seeing these flame retardants accumulating in the tissues, in this case, the liver tissues of different species, whether it's bald eagles or kestrels up in Canada and different birds across the world. They're starting to accumulate in their tissues.
So what does that actually do to a bald eagle if there is this accumulation of flame retardant chemical?
The research is still nascent in terms of what potential health impacts could be caused by this. There has been quite a bit of research from a researcher named Kim Burney with Environment Canada, where she's actually dosed captive kestrels, which are another bird, a top predator bird, and dose them with these flame retardant chemicals to see some of the impacts. And she's seen things like impaired reproduction, hormone disruption, odd behavior when it comes to mating and nesting. You know, the problem is, Gordon, with anything that can potentially disrupt the endocrine system, you know, these impacts can be very subtle and can take years to manifest. This isn't like a DDT where birds are, where it's highly toxic. It appears in other birds to be kind of more subtle, subclinical impacts to the birds.
Noted at the beginning that the population of the bald eagle in Michigan is stable, seems to be increasing. Is there a concern that if these chemicals continue to show up in the bald eagle, that at some point that could reverse? Maybe we could see the population decline?
Again, without researchers, without really knowing the actual impacts to the eagle system, it's kind of hard to speculate on future population-level impacts. What is a concern is that, again, in these top predators, it's not just the flame retardants that are in these eagles. This specific study in my story focused on that. But when you look at top predators in a food chain, anything that will accumulate in the food, ultimately these top predators are going to have the highest levels in their system. So not only do the eagles have high levels of these PBDE, these flame retardant chemicals, they're also still dealing with, you know, PCBs, the polychlorinated biphenyls, and other endocrine disruptor chemicals that are getting into their food supply. So they're kind of dealing with this cocktail of chemicals. And what researchers don't know is how those mixtures interact and what those could mean for future population level impact.
PBDEs have been phased out, correct?
Right. A majority of them. There are three different main types of PBDEs, and I won't bore you with these esoteric names, but the majority of them have been banned and phased out, but they persist in the environment. So just because they're banned doesn't mean that they're automatically removed from a couch that it was put in, say, in 1970. They persist in the environment, so we'll be dealing with them for a long time.
So they're in the air even if said couch from the 1970s has been disposed of or could be in the air?
Right, exactly. In fact, some researchers have noted that gulls, seagulls, who feed in areas of landfills have pretty high levels of flame retardants in them. I wrote about this in a series we did called Winged Warnings, which is this story on the bald eagles wasn't part of, but where Environmental Health News took a look at bird populations throughout the world. And what I found in that story was, as you said, you put this couch in the landfill, and while bald eagles may not be going to landfills to eat, you know, gulls will go there and pick at garbage, and these chemicals can leach out of the couch or the television or wherever they were initially put in, and then get, you know, uptook by these gulls or other wildlife that are feeding there.
One researcher you talked to believes that perhaps the bald eagles might have more flame retardants in them than the recent research indicates. Why do researchers believe that might be the case?
Well, just like most chemicals, so there's multiple different mixtures of, you know, there's not a standard flame retardant chemical. You know, you're dealing with a suite of different types of compounds that are used for different applications. So in this particular study, they looked at, I believe it was four of the main PBDEs, which is a, they're very common ones, but it's also a very small range where there could be, I believe the researcher cited, you know, there could be close to 200 other mixtures. So these birds, you know, ostensibly have some of those other mixtures in them. So this could just be a very small portion of the chemical load that they're dealing with.
As we mentioned, PBDEs have been phased out. So does that mean that the couch bought in 2015 has some sort of different flame retardant chemical? And do we know yet if that is a hazard to the bald eagle?
That's a good question, Gordon. There was a lot of this recent legislation on getting flame retardants out of furniture, which is brought upon by the Chicago Tribune, did an excellent series on the industry and how these chemicals are put in furniture and how they often don't really do what they're supposed to do. So while I don't know specifically what manufacturers are doing, there is constantly, as with any chemical, there's constantly new chemistry coming out that mimics the former chemicals. You know, if you ban a substance, obviously it had a use. So in trying to emulate the use, a lot of times they're emulating the chemical structure pretty closely. So with new flame retardants, you know, the jury's still out on health impacts because we're still trying to figure out what these PBDEs might be doing to wildlife.
Does getting at what the health effects are and getting good research here, does that mainly require finding birds which have died and doing some sort of an examination on them to see, you know, what's in their tissue, perhaps what's in their blood, and figuring out what has gotten into their system?
It's very hard in wildlife. It's very hard in humans, but it's also very hard in wildlife to pin specific chemical exposures on a downstream health impact. You know, if you have a bird die, in this article I point out, you know, most eagles are dying from things like, you know, lead poisoning or electrocution. And even in the case of lead poisoning, you can see that it was toxic enough to shut the system down. So with these more insidious types of chemicals and their possible health impacts, it's very difficult for a researcher to definitively say this chemical caused this result. You know, the most accurate you're going to get when you're looking at what potential health impacts you might have is like Environment Canada is doing, where you actually dose, where you give doses of a compound to a physical bird and see what happens. Unfortunately, you know, there's some ethical concerns with doing those types of things, so you don't see that research is pretty rare.
Environmental Health News has a whole series which is called Winged Warnings, and you've contributed other stories besides this one on the bald eagle to that series. Have you found here that the environmental impacts may be very different depending on the species of bird? In other words, it may be the same chemicals, but different species of birds may just have very different reactions to them.
Right, and that's true for most chemicals. You're not going to see across the board health impacts. For most, if you're talking something very highly toxic, most of the time it's highly toxic to everything. But yeah, with the birds, again, you know, this story isn't necessarily a warning that, hey, the eagles are going to start falling out of the sky. Just because we've seen these problems in other birds doesn't necessarily mean the eagles will deal with them. That hasn't been proven in the lab. But, you know, it is kind of alarming, though, when you see high levels of chemicals in any bird, especially an iconic one like the bald eagle.
What sort of other things out there have you found which can be dangerous to birds? Maybe not just the bald eagle, but other birds as well. What are the things that are in the environment that can cause, you know, as you say, maybe not birds dropping out of the sky, but reproductive problems and some of the other things which have turned up?
You know, in our series, we looked at a wide range of things, and many of the things we looked at in Winged Warnings wouldn't really be a surprise to people. You know, we're still dealing with legacy chemicals that were talked about, you know, three decades ago, you know, things like lead in the environment, you know, things that, you know, natural toxins like, you know, botulism. You know, I wrote a story about botulism in Michigan. You know, those are, birds are still dealing with that. You know, a lot of it is these legacy chemicals like the PCBs and lead and mercury. You know, we still find these things in birds because, you know, things just don't go away when we decide that they're bad. You know, they circumvent the globe, they travel on air currents, on water currents, they get into fish, they get into birds, and you know, ultimately they get into us.
Brian Benkowski, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Brian Benkowski's story for Environmental Health News is called Michigan's Bald Eagles Full of Flame Retardants. You can find a link to the story at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.